All right, everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at something I think a lot of you are going to find pretty interesting,
Yeah.
especially anyone out there involved in, the manufacturing world.
Absolutely.
And with me today to help us do that, I've got Delaney.
That's right.
Delaney, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. So I'm with Doherty Staffing Solutions,
Okay.
and we specialize in workforce solutions.
Okay.
And we've been doing this for over 4 decades in the Upper Midwest.
Wow. Okay, so you guys have got a pretty good,
We've seen a few things.
yeah, you got a pretty good feel for what's going on out there, huh?
Yes.
So we're going to be taking a look today specifically at how Doherty approaches some of the hiring challenges
Yeah.
that we see within manufacturing companies,
Yeah.
especially in our neck of the woods.
Absolutely.
Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, and Wisconsin,
That's right.
those states.
Yeah.
So Delaney, I know you brought a really fascinating case study with you today.
I did.
Tell me a little bit about this EMS provider and what kind of hiring issues they were dealing with.
Sure. This electronic manufacturing service provider, they have facilities all over several states, including one in Minnesota.
Okay.
And their struggle was attracting qualified candidates, and it was impacting their ability to meet, production deadlines,
Yeah.
those large orders,
Yeah.
those large volume orders.
Especially in manufacturing those deadlines.
Absolutely.
You miss those deadlines, things start to snowball pretty quick.
It's not just about filling positions, it's about the disruption it causes when you have that constant churn of employees.
Right.
And their internal hiring teams were feeling the brunt of that,
Yeah, imagine.
constantly onboarding and offboarding.
I bet that just brings people out.
It was a cycle that wasn't working.
Yeah. So Doherty steps in
Yes.
to provide a solution here. What was the strategy? How did you approach this?
Okay, so we had a two-pronged approach.
Right.
For the high-level project manager roles, we used direct hire recruiting.
Okay.
But, we took a close look at what was truly essential in terms of qualifications, and we actually helped the EMS provider reevaluate some of those
Oh,
things.
that's interesting.
Yeah, what could be developed on the job?
Right, because sometimes those job descriptions can
Exactly.
be a mile long.
They can be.
Really.
And in today's world, you
Right.
can't expect to find that unicorn candidate
Why,
who.
that checks every single box.
Exactly.
So you're working with them on that end for those high-level positions.
Yes.
What about those kind of more light industrial manufacturing roles?
Yeah.
How'd you approach staffing those?
So for those roles, we
Okay.
implemented a temporary or attempt to hire staffing solution.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it gave them that flexibility.
Right, okay. And it kind of gives the employee a chance to,
Yeah, it does.
see if they like it there too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm curious though, how do you go beyond
Great.
just matching skills on paper? How do you find that
Sure.
cultural fit?
That was key. We had to find out what their company culture was really like.
Right, because they were having such a high turnover, right? So
Exactly.
something wasn't
Right.
jiving, right?
Right. And we really had to dig in there.
Oh.
We wanted to find out their work style, their communication preferences,
So
even their approach to problem solving.
you're going beyond just saying, what are your values? You're
Absolutely.
really kind of getting a feel for
Exactly.
what did
And
a day.
we want to know what it's really like to work there,
Right.
and then we use that information to screen candidates.
Yeah, make sure they're going to be a good fit.
We're not just looking for skills, we're looking for the right fit.
Okay, so talk to me about results here.
Sure.
Did this approach work?
It did. So within a month, we achieved a 100% hire rate
Wow.
for all cell team member positions at their Minnesota facility.
That's incredible. That's 100%.
100%, yes.
So you filled every position.
Which speaks to the effectiveness of our process and, the dedication of our recruiters.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that on-site hiring event
Yes.
for the light industrial roles.
Right.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay, so we partnered with them
Okay.
to host a hiring event right at their facility.
Okay.
So people could come in and tour the facility, meet the team,
Oh, wow. So they could really kind of get a
get a feel for the place.
feel for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a game changer.
Yeah, I bet that makes people a lot more comfortable, right?
Yeah. And it wasn't just about attracting candidates. It was about setting them up for success,
Right. And transparency,
I'm
right?
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Gimme.
this success in Minnesota, did that lead to further partnerships with the EMS provider?
Absolutely. They were so impressed with what we did in Minnesota that
Right.
they actually partnered with us for their locations in other states.
Oh, wow. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and it really highlights the importance of understanding a company's needs
Yeah.
and challenges. You can't have a one-size-fits-all solution in this world,
Right. Everyone's.
especially in a sector as demanding as manufacturing.
Right. So, I mean, for those listening out there who might be facing some similar hiring challenges
Yes.
in their manufacturing operation, what would you say is the key takeaway here?
I think it's the power of partnership and a tailored approach. You know,
Okay.
Doherty takes the time to get to know each company and really understand their
Right.
needs, and then we can tailor the solution.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a very consultative approach, right?
Exactly. We're not just filling positions, we're building long-term solutions.
Well, Delaney, thank you so much for sharing this case study with us. It's been a
Ah.
fascinating look into what you guys do at Doherty. And for those of you listening out there, think about this. What small changes could you make to your hiring process that might make a big difference in attracting top talent?
That's a good question.
You know, in today's world, and until next time, keep on diving deep.